Jesus' birth was an extraordinary thing. In Malachi, it talks about the fact that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. But as you've just heard in the stories that were read to us, if there hadn't been a tax taken, he'd have been born in Nazareth. But because God foresaw and foreknew what was going to happen, it was predicted many, many, many hundreds of years beforehand that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. And now, can you imagine they traveled, I think, from Nazareth to, they traveled about 75 miles and they got to their destination. And of course, because it was a census, everywhere was booked. It's a bit like Reading Festival. Some of you have not experienced Reading Festival yet. Don't worry, it's coming. And with Reading Festival, when they have a festival here in Reading, all the hotels are booked, everywhere's packed out, the streets are filled with people, and that must have been what it was like. Everything booked up. Now, for Joseph and Mary, of course, I'm sure they were grateful that they just found somewhere to sleep. And some of us this year have found ourselves traveling many, many, many miles. And we find ourselves in circumstances perhaps we didn't expect. I know that for some in our midst, some Iranians, for example, have had to find difficult routes to get to the United Kingdom. Dangerous routes to get here. Some here have fled all kinds of persecution. In this case, actually, the baby's life was in danger, although the angels were watching over him. And when the wise men came, the birth of Jesus was incredible. First of all, we have this miraculous star. You see, the whole of creation wants to point to Jesus. The whole of creation speaks about the handiwork of God. God made the heavens and the earth. He made it all. And here was a wandering star, a supernatural sign. And these wise men who gazed at the heavens trying to understand the times and seasons they were in followed the star. And the star, like everything else in creation, wanted to point to Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but Mary must have been amazed at the guests that were suddenly arriving at her house, kings arriving. Very important visitors with nice presents. Of course, at Christmas time, nice presents are always welcome. And they brought presents for the baby. They brought gifts for the child. They wanted to see this baby. But it wasn't just them. Shepherds in the vicinity of Bethlehem who were looking after sheep, they suddenly saw angels appearing and declaring the birth of this child. Now, you need to understand that in that society, at that time, shepherds were amongst the lowest caste of people. They were looked down upon. Certainly, the shepherds around Bethlehem were. And when you read some of the Jewish books, like the Talmud, it talks about not helping shepherds. They were not looked upon favorably. But you see, this baby that was born was bringing good news to all of mankind, whatever your status in life. Jesus came to save all of us. And the angels then were singing, the shepherds were amazed, and they said, well, let's go and have a look at this sign. And they too were caught by signs and wonders from heaven pointing them to this baby Jesus. And everything in almost everybody's life on this planet, almost every individual that comes into this world, at some point, is faced with who Jesus Christ truly is. Everybody, in every continent, in every nation, hears something about Jesus Christ and have to decide what their relationship with Jesus is going to be. Now, of course, Herod already understood that there was going to be a king, there was going to be this king that was going to be born, and he was scared about his position. He didn't want a rival king. And so he planned to kill baby Jesus. But God had a different plan for Jesus. The plan that God had for Jesus was that Jesus wouldn't just be born, and the prophecies about him being born are numerous, but that he would grow up and redeem all of mankind, you and me, from all our sins. And so the angels spoke again to the one, the Magi, secretly, said, don't go back. Don't go and tell Herod, don't go back. And so they quietly left the nation after they had seen the child. In your life, you will all see a star. In your life, there, for every single one of us here, there will be a star pointing the way to Jesus Christ. We won't all follow the star. Not everybody will say yes to this baby and make it. But that he gives you an opportunity, that we are certain of. And so tonight, as we think about Christmas, let's remember that Jesus went through real difficulties to get here. He went through real hardships because he loves us so much. He wanted to come and save us. Last night I was so blessed. We had a speaker come and he shared the gospel. And there was a lady, I think three people responded from what I understand. And one of them was a lady who was a Muslim, and she gave her life to Jesus. She said, yes, I want to be a Christian. I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Wasn't that wonderful? That was last night. And so tonight, I want to give you an opportunity. You see, it's not enough to sing the nice songs about Jesus or to sing the nice hymns about Jesus. What's really important is that your heart is open to what he came to do. He came to save you and to save me from our sins. And the most important thing of all is that at this Christmas, you would open your heart to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's why he came. He came to save us from our sins. And so when he grew up, he died on the cross. There's a beautiful big cross up there on the wall. Well, he died on a real cross for your sins and for my sins, in the hope that when the light is shone upon Christ, when you see him, when you hear about him, you too will accept his offer of salvation. You too will repent of your sins. And you too will become a real Christian. And so tonight, as we look forward to Christmas, I pray this will be the last Christmas that you spend in which you're not a Christian. I pray that today, that you would give your life to Christ and accept this child, this Son of God, that died for your sins, your wrongdoing, and mine. So I'd like us all to bow our heads. And as we bow our heads in an attitude of prayer, I want to pray for those of you who would like to accept this gift of God. You know, a baby is a beautiful thing. Everybody loves babies. So when God brought the baby into the world, you know, he did something beautiful. Everybody loves babies. And this baby came as a herald of love. Everybody wants to be loved. But without this child that was born, We would forever be separate from God. And so he died for our sins, that our sins might be washed away. If you'd like to accept Jesus into your life and repent of your sin, I want to give you a chance to do that now. Let's bow our heads in prayer. And if you'd like to do that, I'm going to ask you just to lift up your hand to say, yes, I would like to become a Christian. I would like you to pray for me tonight to become a Christian. I also want to know this Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. If you'd like to do that, and you'd like me to pray for you to become a real Christian, then please, right now where you are, lift up your hand right up in the air so I can see your hand. And I will pray for you to become a Christian and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you'd like to do that, please raise your hand now and I'll pray for you. Wonderful. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, at this Christmas as we think about Jesus and why he came. Father, help us to keep Jesus at the center of Christmas. Father, we thank you that Jesus loved us so much. He came for every single one of us so that we could be reconciled to our Father in heaven. And for that, we give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, we've heard it from the lips of children this evening. That was indeed a holy night on which you were born. Thank you, we've heard it in the readings, in the singing, Lord. Father, we pray that it would also be in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.